You're not thinking of Josh Frydenberg as a Santa, are you? Because federal cuts, now, how do you think it'll affect and the current cuts and everything in our part of the world? I understand you're extremely concerned.
Oh, look, I'm extremely concerned because, you know, any cuts to anywhere, I guess, in Queensland, and particular for the Cook electorate, it does not look good because we see, I guess we feel the full impact of any decisions that are made in Canberra. And so I'm going to be keeping my eye on this week's budget because I don't want to see any more cuts. I feel that Far North Queensland, the Cook electorate, deserves more than what it was given.
Well, now, Cynthia, Warren Entsch, I continually get emails from Warren Entsch's office spreading the love as far as money is concerned. There are millions they're promising at the moment. You say that we're still not getting enough.
Look, there's one thing with saying what you're going to do. I guess the action speaks louder than words. All I'm interested in, if you're going to commit something, that you keep your promise and deliver on exactly what you said you were going to do. Now, there's two things that I particularly want to discuss today, and it's the Mossman Mill and the One Getty Trail.
Right.
Now, with the Mossman Mill, the state government last year committed $25 million. This is after much advocacy and lobbying by all different stakeholders in the region because they wanted to see this project go ahead. The state government felt that this was vital for the region to, you know, for its future.
Yes, but Cynthia, it took you a while to cough it up because the federal government initially came up with $20 million. You guys were very slow to pick it up, and eventually you did, which was fantastic. But it took a while. There was a lot of people saying, where's the money?
Yeah, look, and the reason for that was the state government was actually working with all the relevant parties to make sure that we had a good business case in place or good business plan in place so that we could put forward a really good argument. Now, this was about working with industry, working with people, and especially working with communities to make sure that this project was going to be successful. The reason why it was slow coming, it was all the work that was happening in the background. Cool. So it wasn't that we weren't doing anything. We were actually in the mix of everything. But the fact that we came out in December last year and committed $25 million towards the project, the federal government has you know, they went all quiet. And then there was an article in the Cairns Post saying that, oh, it was because they weren't sure which bucket of funds they were going to, you know, get this money out of.
Are you saying, Cynthia, the Mossman Mill, this project, the biodiversity is in danger of not happening?
I'm not saying that at all. I just want Warren Entsch and Scott Morrison to commit to exactly what they said they were going to do. $20 million they committed last year. They need to keep their promise.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And I do not want to hear excuses about why they're not coming on board because this is just not good enough. We should be working in partnership through all levels of government across the board, and Warren Entsch needs to be kept accountable for exactly what he said he was going to do. Mossman Mill is one of the biggest projects in my industry. I want to see this industry survive, and I need the federal government on board with this.
I think, Cynthia, too, it is vital for Mossman. For Mossman's survival economically, we need this. For our whole Douglas Shire, this is so, so important.
Oh, it's very important, you know. When you have community like I have had local people approach me to say, you know, we're concerned because if this goes, then what will be of, you know, the community itself?
Mm.
What will be of the economy? How do we build a community back up from nothing? And I think based on history, the Mossman Mill has supported this community over many generations.
Well, I'll tell you what, so, if the federal government, Cynthia, doesn't come up with the dough, their name will be mud in this part of the world, I can tell you. Now, there was a second thing you wanted to talk about.
Yes, the second one is the One Getty Trail. And you know, quite recently, we made the announcement, the Palaszczuk government made the announcement of $5 million towards the first 5 kilometres of the One Getty Trail.
Yep.
Now, this is, I can't tell you how excited I am about this project, and I do plan to walk it once it's completed. Look, I think where we're at the moment is that once the first 7 kilometres of the 94 kilometres One Gedi Trail gets completed, we still have the remaining 83 kilometres left. And this, again, will involve federal government funding. Well, there needs to be a partnership between feds and state.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, I would like to see that the federal government will come on board with this issue, not this issue, but with this very vital project, because, you know, we're looking at $300 million in additional tourism expenditure back into the region. We're looking at 150 jobs back into the region. We're looking at 43,000 additional visitors into the region, and that is great for the economy. Now, it would be a real shame if we don't get a mention for the remaining 83 kilometres that requires the extra $25 million. So
yep.
I'm pushing for this because I know how challenging it is to actually build any type of opportunities around industries in the region, especially when we're looking at creating long-term employment.
Mm.
And it's just going to, the benefits are going to be tenfold. And it would be a real shame if the federal government walked away from this, because it needs to happen.
It does.
It needs to happen for my communities in the Cook electorate.
Now, I want to ask you, Cynthia, about this, because following, you know, we were down there at the bridge that day. It was a great day. The guys were there surveying, doing all that. It was very positive, all that stuff. But I was told that we have a little bit of a native title issue here, and particularly between two opposing sides, laying claim to that area, Googie-Allenji and the other mob from down in Cairns Way. And so, is native title going to be a problem here, or do you see that as an easy hurdle to jump over?
Look, I think it's a matter of just making this this process as inclusive as possible. So, you know, it's about making sure that everyone is around the table, talking about the same thing, able to, you know, ask questions if need be. But it's about doing what's best for the communities, and that is what I'm interested in.
Yeah, I know. But this is a little bit of a hurdle, the native title. And if you want work to start by September, we need to get over this.
I guess it's a hurdle if you want it to be a hurdle.
Well, a small hurdle.
We had both parties there on the day for the announcement was, you know, a positive. It was positive. It was positive for the project, and it was positive for the region, and no one said anything bad. So,
No.
You know, and I will be working closely with everyone across the board.
Yeah, well, nobody said anything bad because they wanted it to be a positive photo opportunity. We know that. We know how politics works, Cynthia. But you still have that native title issue. The clans have to get together, and the Googie-Allenji people is not just one. It's different clans. It's different people. And so we do have to overcome this. It's just part of it. It's the elephant in the room with the project, I think.
That's right. And like I said before, it's about making sure that, you know, everyone is involved in the process. We're all talking. We're all on the same page.
Yep.
And, you know, it's only a hurdle if you want it to be. So
okay.
I think if we have open communication through this whole process, then, yeah.
Well,
it gives everyone the opportunity to be involved.
Yeah, Cynthia, hurdles come in all shapes and sizes.
That's right.
There's little hurdles.
No doubt about that.
There's little hurdles and there's big hurdles.
No doubt about that.
But honestly, let's hope that it goes forward because it's vital for our area. Thank you so much for talking with me, and you will be, like all of us, keeping a close look on on Josh Frydenberg and his budget, eh?
Yes, definitely. And, you know, I think it's about time Scott Morrison and Warren Entsch delivers for Far North Queensland. So I'm going to make sure that they're kept accountable where my communities are concerned.
Absolutely. And it should be Show Me the Money.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
In the movie, Show Me the Money. It's all right to make promises, Cynthia, but when it all comes down to it, the money's got to be there, and it's got to come forward for the project for all of us in the Douglas Shire.
That's right.
There you go. Have a great day, Cynthia.
You too. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.